This is Ethically Speaking.
Last week, we asked for your help with the following ethical question.
Some philosophers say we have ethical duties to ourselves. Is smoking a violation of this ethical duty to yourself?
You sent us these responses.
First, this one. For people who have never experienced addiction, suggesting that anyone ought to stop smoking is evidence of a complete lack of empathy, and so making such a moral demand of the addicted is itself morally suspect. From Seattle, smoking, like many human activities, provides a benefit to be balanced with its liabilities. Perhaps it is the loss of balance and subsequent damage to one's health that is the overriding violation of ethical duty to oneself that is at issue. But to say simply that smoking or drinking is a violation is a categorical dismissal akin to labeling an action we do not understand as evil. And this comment from Menlo Park, California. Some behaviors are an adaptation to environment, upbringing, etc. Don't we have to know who we are before we can honor ourselves by having our actions be consistent with that knowledge? And what do philosophers have to say?
It's easy to recognize our ethical duties to others, the idea that my rights end where your nose begins. But philosophers also talk about duties that we have to our own selves. Aristotle, for example, tells me that I have the duty to always work to become the best person that I can be. 18th century German philosopher Immanuel Kant gives duties to oneself even higher billing. He says,
"Our duties towards ourselves are of primary importance and should have pride of place. It is obvious that nothing can be expected from a man who dishonors his own person."
Kant tells us that ethical violations against others are first and foremost violations against the person who is performing the bad act. So where does that leave smoking? Well, according to these philosophers, smoking is clearly a violation against oneself. And we could make the same claim about drinking wine or coffee or caffeinated soft drinks, for that matter. Basically, any time that we act in a way that we know is likely to cause injury to ourselves or others, we've got an ethical violation to consider. Good thing that none of the philosophers expected us to always meet the saintly ideals that they described.
I'll drink to that. And now for next week's topic. Those who make personal sacrifices for the benefit of others are sometimes called heroes and sometimes called suckers. Tell us a sacrifice that you've made and how you justified it.
Respond anonymously to this and other upcoming topics at our website, ethicallyspeaking.org.
Ethically Speaking is produced by the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana. Music by Eric Hutchins.
I'm Denny Elliott.
And I'm Dean Ritz for Ethically Speaking.